Well, first of all, they're happy, for our seniors. I mean, it's a big deal. Winning your last home game in Mizzou. This year, we're undefeated in Mizzou again. And we've done it a few times, and that's real important as our program matures and sends a message the next year, and there's a lot of pride in that. So I was thrilled with that. I thought Kansas State played a very good game. You know, we all know the impact of turnovers. If you can get them in your advantage and do something with them, and obviously, we always talk about it, that was huge in this football game, as it is in every game. I thought we battled. Proud of our team. You know, you lose a couple games, we weren't playing our best, I think that we battled through it, and that certainly shows the character of our football team. And so excited about it. We win 8, and now we got Iowa State next week.
About Alden's play when you guys really
needed
one.
Yeah, that third quarter, there was a lot of things happening fast. And, Alden, I just saw it on the replay. I didn't realize. I was looking at the corner route that I thought was open where the ball was going to go. And then all of a sudden, I heard people scream. And then Jacquees is trying to, we teach him to scoop and score. And, the more you scoop and you have it, you don't reach down and miss it. But Alden, obviously a big hit. And then Jacquees, we all know he can run. And, scoop it up, and that was a huge play. And then we've had a couple other turnovers that were impact plays too.
Gary, what's the last time you saw? I guess we call that a fumble risky, or what would you call that?
That's a little fumble risky type play. Yeah, that was that's kind of interesting. They have not done that before. We did not work on that. I think we work on some of it. Occasionally, we'll work on it just in case somebody does it. And I'm not sure Brad Madison's the one. Somebody I saw shoot in there and tackle the quarterback. I think he had it, or the senator, whoever had the ball. And then the ball came out, apparently. It kind of happened fast. I didn't really see it very close. Another thing we could have done, it happened so fast, we could have called timeout, too. So, from a coaching standpoint, that's my note on that one. We call timeout, and then we can revisit it a little bit. But that obviously, again, great field position, it's just a big play.
It seemed like the passing game was quite a lot sharper. Describe that and what may have accounted for that.
Well, I just think he executed better. Throw, catch, block, those things. And, certainly wasn't perfect, but did a lot of good things. Thought we had some balance. I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but it seemed like we had some balance. And we ran the ball pretty good. We're just worked hard, and we executed better.
Blaine seemed to be more decisive. It seemed like if the pass wasn't there, he was taken off.
Yeah, and some of the coverages they're using, they run everybody off of their receivers, and Blaine can run. And so I think he took advantage of that a couple times. And, it's a great sign of any quarterback, I think, that is a really good player. He has some adversity. And, it was a tough week for him last week. And he had an office last week. But I told him last week, though, after we discussed things that he was thinking, things were going through his mind, I told him, in the big stage, the biggest stage of college football, against Oklahoma, the biggest stage you can have, okay, game day, the whole thing, you execute it at the highest level, okay, and you are good. Don't ever doubt that you're not good. You had a bad game. Let's work. Let's think about what we can do to make it better. Don't ever doubt how good you are. And so, he had a lot of pressure on him, as you well know, and I thought he battled well. And if he had thrown that one ball out of bounds and allowed us to kick a field goal, all the misery we went through the last 8 minutes probably would have happened. So that's one of the lessons he's going to learn for this game.
Did you really get a sense that he's too hard on himself?
Well, he's a great competitor. He's a great competitor. And you can be hard on yourself, but you can beat yourself up too much. I'm not saying he was doing one way or the other. I just think it was important for me. I've been around a lot of good quarterbacks. And, to just remind him that he's a heck of a player. And you had a bad day. And, you'll be judged more how you in this next game, even more so than your last. And I thought he responded well. I thought we made some plays for him. We had people make catches and runs, and you got to make plays. This is not real complex. And so with the help of his teammates, I think it certainly helped too.
Can you talk about just kind of the way you kind of had to manage around some of the injuries at linebacker?
It's been Jarrell Harrison, inside linebacker. Will Ebner, who we thought might be able to play his neck. You know, there's not a tougher guy that I've ever coached, Will Ebner. And he wanted to play, but we thought it would kind of loosen up by the end of the week, and it didn't. And so we're rotating three or four, guys in there, and they're battling. Our depth is, I can give you the list of the guys that would be normally in the depth that aren't playing now. So it's been very, very difficult. But I think Jarrell went in and did a good job. I mean, you move a guy from safety to inside linebacker in a week, and he plays. That says so much about him. But it's... It runs its course a little bit. I mean, it's as any place since I'm a coach, that position was I've never had quite that number of players ever hurt one position before. But we're working on it.
It looked like Rutland could run but not walk.
Yeah, he hurt his back. He hurt the other side of his back. So I got that in the third quarter. So one side was hurt and the other side hurt. But he's a great leader, captain, and he'll work hard to get back. No, no pun intended.
The offense had some new wrinkles today. Is that just kind of going back to the drawing board to fix some of these issues?
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, we always want to fix things, and I don't have any idea what our third down came out today. Where we worked on that, when we executed, made some plays, and had some balance in our game today. But you got to understand that that we ask players to play better, but coaches, we got to coach better, and we got to look for solutions, and it's hard sometimes. You got to do it within your personnel that you have, and you just can't create a new offense or create an all new short yardage offense. We plan on using James Franklin a little bit more than what we did. But he has a viral illness, and he's going to be fine. We know it's not mono, but he has, and he had some fever all week, and he tried to practice, and he, with his guts, he went out and played. So we want to utilize him a little bit more in our running game and short yardage and kind of mix him in a little bit. We did a little bit, but then we kind of backed off a little bit. So, we're looking for some answers. And one of it was brain run, go. You got good speed, just go. And I think it did okay. I think we did it about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So there were some benefits from it, And you're always looking, and you're gonna keep. I don't know that. There's so many things you can do, and just because you look at somebody else do it doesn't mean automatically you throw it in. It works. It's got to fit within our scheme, blocking schemes, and everything else. But I thought we did some good things out of it, there are a lot of pluses, in the game. There's also things that I'm disappointed with some, but I'm not gonna talk about those.
Connect on one of those long ones with Blaine and
Rolandis. Yeah, Rolandis, nice to see Will make that play. That was really, really nice. As you all know, at the beginning of the third quarter, I think, we had TJ, I think, wide open, and we missed him. And then we had another one where we had a chance to make a play, and we didn't. But, you got to keep throwing them. That's the thing you got to do. You got to keep throwing them because it backs people off. And so hopefully we'll improve and get better at it. Well, I think that's been important. We had a package with five defensive linemen in. Okay, I'm not thinking very well. Five defensive linemen in a package that we put in against them, and I think it worked out pretty good. And put in a 3 technique and covering up the center. So that just allows some twisting and some different things that you can do. But again, it's the defense came up with that as another way to kind of assist in helping with the run. And I certainly think that it worked. And then you got to hand it to them. That option is very difficult. I mean, we struggled with that. We're very fortunate to get that turnover at the end of the second quarter. Interestingly, we had a turnover like that last year against them on the 1 yard line. The ball was knocked out. Turnovers. Well, it's just. You're a different team, and the other side of it, you got to take advantage of it. And Jasper had that one turnover, that great field position. We ended up punting the football, and that's because of mistakes and penalties. And so, we'll try to get better.
Did your defensive strategy alter some depending on what quarterback was in, like in terms of how aggressive you were going after?
I'm not necessarily aggressive with the passer. I think both of them, we understand that they bring a little bit different to it. And they were coming in and out. I mean, they were like subbing, running backs. I mean, right the way he did it. And I've never seen that before. And I would never question Chris Snyder. So, He's a legend, so I didn't, you know, he's the best. I thought it was, you know, I think caused you a few problems here. You know, different guy, different tempo. So I think it was good from your standpoint, and but I think we'd go okay with it, you know, for the most part.
One more, please.
Coach, can you talk about the emotional moment you had with your seniors?
Well, that's real hard for me. I mean, that's Andy Hill's beautiful suggestion 6 years ago that I go out and greet him outside rather than greet him in here, because I just kind of want to stay away from it. You know, it's not my day, it's their day. And so, but it's, you know, you're so, those guys have been so committed, and no one understands, I really don't think anybody ever understands the amount of time that they put in, their commitment to come into school here in their 3, 4, 5 years, how many years they're here. And they come here to graduate from college and be a Missouri Tiger football player. And the commitment to do both good is, it's just, people have no clue how important that is. And so those guys, you pass the baton, great leaders, great kids, and very, very appreciative of what they've done for Mizzou. And that's why it was also huge to win this game for in their last time. Traditionally, what we'll do, they'll run down and get the rocks, and they bring the rocks in, and as they walk in one by one, they're late, everybody's in there, and you heard them, and they all cheer every time they come in. So it's kind of a tradition that's been established, and they're pretty good.
Gary, just in addition to that, just with regard to Meneer, was that any different type of emotion?
Yeah, all those kids are, you know, I'm special. You know, it's all, you know, you're tight with them, and you know, when you're at his situation, the good news, Meneer's going to be fine. So, you're connected to all those guys, and very thankful. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.